Radio Val Padrin.
Radio Val Modaine.
Radio Val Modaine.
Živjo in dobrodošli v novi oddaji Vala Modrine.
Današnja tema vas bo najbolj presenetila, ali pa tudi ne. Svet, v katerem živimo, je pisan v vseh pogledih. Vseeno pa je drugačnost še vedno tabu. Pa čeprav se o njej veliko govori. Nekateri so glede te teme odprti, drugi ne. Nekateri o tem sploh nočejo ali si ne upajo govoriti. Valovci pa mislimo, da je drugačnost tema, ki potrebuje več pozornosti, saj se z njo srečujemo vsak dan.
Drugačnost je po našem mnenju eden izmed najlepših in največjih darov na svetu. Kako čudovito se je zavedati, da niti dve osebi, niti dve celici, niti dve rastlini nista enaki. V te različnosti pa bi si morali biti vsi enaki.
Zato se je sredi 60-ih let prejšnjega stoletja glasno zauzemal Martin Luther King. Rodil se je 15. januarja 1929 v Atlanti. Kot otrok je pel po različnih cerkvah in postal tudi član mladinskega cerkvenega zbora v rojstnem mestu. Njegov oče je verjel, da bo njegov sin v življenju nekaj dosegel.
Martin Luther King mlajši se je že kot mladostnik začel upirati tedanjim oblastem, ki so izrazito zagovarjale in poveličevale pravice belcev. Želja po enakih pravicah obeh je v njem vzklila že v otroštvu. Kingov najboljši prijatelj je bil belec in Kingu se ni zdelo pravično, da sta primorana hoditi na različne šole zaradi barve njune poti, ter da se črnci nasploh ne smejo družiti z belci.
Pa da se belci na avtobusu vozijo spredaj, temnopolti pa zadaj, da imajo ločena javna stranišča, da ne smejo restauracije za belce in da imajo belci svoje kino, kamor temnopolti ne smejo.
In ko so leta 1955 aretirali črnko Rosa Parks, ker se kljub opozorilom ni premaknila v zadnji del avtobusa, se je King znašel na položaju voditelja bojkota avtobusov, ki je sledil dogodku. Po zgledu indijskega voditelja Mahatme Gandija se je s somišljeniki boril za pravice ameriških črncev z orožjem nenasilja. Leta 1963 je vodil velik mirovni pohod črncev v Washington, ki se ga je udeležilo okoli 250 tisoč črncev. Tedaj je imel svoj znameniti govor. Sanjam, da bodo moji štiri otroci nekega dne živeli v državi, kjer jih ne bodo sodili po barve kože, temveč po njihovem značaju. Gibanje za državljanske pravice je vodil 13 let, pri tem pa se niti enkrat ni zatekel k nasilju. Za prizadevanje za konec rasnega razlikovanja med Američani je leta 1964 prejel Nobelovo nagrado za mir. Od ZDA je strajno zahteval, naj izpolnijo obljubo o enakih pravicah za vse svoje prebivalce.
Ko je prišel izraziti podporo stavkajočim smetarjem, je njegovo življenje pokončal atentator. Ob Kingovi tragični smrti so ZDA razglasile dan žalovanja. Pokopali so ga v njegovem rojstnem mestu Atlanti. Pogreba se je udeležilo več kot 100 tisoč ljudi. Kingov umor je v ZDA sprožil hude rasne nemire, v katerih je umrlo 40 ljudi.
Na dan Kingovega rojstva Američani obeležujejo nacionalni praznik Dan Martina Luthera Kinga, a rasna neenakost v Združenih državah in tudi marsikje drugod po svetu še vedno ni povsem izkoreninjena.
Prav zato
moramo tudi mi zbliževati različna mnenja in sprejemati drugačnost ne samo na jeziku, ampak tudi v srcu. To ni nemogoče, le malo več časa nam bo vzelo.
Do naslednjič se od vas poslavljamo.
Blaž,
Lara,
Rebeka,
Klara
in Ema.
Adio!
'30s Georgia, the heart of the South. A young boy learns what the world's about. He can't play in parks, those are for whites only. He can't go to many restaurants to see the new movie. That's segregationist, the law, and that means different schools and areas for whites and blacks. And he has a white friend who, on one day, says, "Sorry, but my dad won't let us play." Anger begins to boil under Martin's skin. He feels his dignity crushed by the world that he's living in. But he's not giving in, he's studying, debating, follows his dad's choice of an occupation. Becomes a minister, a leader in the church, and the young Reverend King, he gets to work in Montgomery, Alabama, where Rosa Parks is the spark that ignites the fight for civil rights. She refuses to move to the back of the bus, even though the law says that black people must. She's arrested. This is the act that King needs to stand up and fight for equality. He needs a bus boycott in Montgomery. Black folks refuse to ride and it hurts the economy. See, people might ignore your speeches and songs, but they tend to pay attention when their money is gone. The boycott lasts over a year, making news, and King becomes a leader in the civil rights movement. Civil rights are rights that every person should have, but those rights have been denied to blacks, and that's what Dr. King says.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream.
Was a leader, so he offered guidance and preached the practice of nonviolence with boycotts, marches, and sit-ins, peacefully protesting to get people to listen. The opposition wasn't peaceful in the least when the local police came with dogs on a leash and they opened up the fire hose on those in the streets. Americans watched the horror play out on TVs. King remembered what Jesus taught, that the remedy for hate is not hate, but love for your enemy. So he kept on, and in 1963, led the march in Washington, D.C. There he gave his most famous speech, where he told the world, "I have a dream of a nation where his children wouldn't be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." This plea resonated in America, and new laws helped break down some barriers. Then in 1968, a white man with hatred in his heart and a gun in his hand shot and killed Dr. Martin Luther King. The nation mourned and wondered what the future would bring. The future is now. If King were there with you, would you tell him his dream came true? 'Cause Dr. King says,
"I have a dream. Where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today."
Dr. King says,
"I have a dream that one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have every
mountainside. Let freedom ring, and if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. When all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.